Right, welcome back to Voice Coaches Radio. I, of course, am John.
And I'm Tina.
Yes, and it is Black Friday.
It is.
It's Black Friday today. And so I want to talk about that because, first of all, maybe it's obvious, maybe it isn't, but with the increased advertising, and there is a lot of advertising, comes increased opportunities for voice actors.
Yes, it does. I didn't even really think about that. You know, especially the holidays now. Yeah.
Now, I know we're late because it is Black Friday. I know we're giving you this information late. A little late to get some of these Black Friday jobs, but you're going to be good for next year. But hey, we're ahead of the holidays.
Yeah.
And holidays in general, you know, they're approaching and there's going to be more and more opportunity. So really start looking and really be aware of what's going on. Again, had an opportunity to do something not too long ago. There's a restaurant bar that's in my town, actually, who I have a relationship with. I've done work for before, like when they did Brewfest and things like that. And they're going to open right before Black Friday. And they've already approached me and said, hey, we might do some radio work. Would you be interested? And out of nowhere, because again, they're going to increase their spend on advertising because Black Friday is coming up and Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is a huge night for bars.
Everybody goes out. Yeah.
Right. So I think that's going to be really awesome. I'm hoping to also score some more work coming up soon.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned it's because you build that relationship with that person. And I tell that to students all the time because sometimes, yes, you'll find them on the online casting sites and things like that, but build those relationships because you never know who may need a voice.
You got it really important. Yeah. And even if they're not consistently doing voiceover work or hiring voice actors, AKA you, hopefully. But again, something like this pops up and you're the first person they think of because you have that relationship. Super important. I think we all talk about this. Building relationships and voiceovers, key to working long term. You don't want to always be searching for your first job. The first job is supposed to be the hardest to get.
Yeah.
And so you always searching for that first job is not the way to build a career, at least. You know what I mean? So, but I want to talk about Black Friday in a different way.
Okay.
Okay. I think the other way I'd like to talk about it is this is an amazing time right now if you're looking at becoming a full service provider. In other words, someone who records from home.
Yeah.
This is the time to look at equipment.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Because if on other days you look at prices, you're just like, oh my.
Yeah. That microphone you've been looking at.
Yeah.
Look at it now. Sweetwater, fantastic place to look. They do, and I know for a fact, Sweetwater does do Black Friday deals.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So look at Sweetwater and, you know, you might have had your eye on this microphone or maybe you had your eye on a preamp or who knows. And you're like, it's just a little out of my range. You'd be surprised. It's not going to be out of your range now.
No, absolutely.
So I would look now. Also, keep in mind that small businesses are going to be doing American Express Small Business Saturday. That's the thing,
that's
too.
That's right. Yeah. Forget about that.
Yeah, you don't just have Black Friday. So even with, if you're like someone who's like, and by the way, Sweetwater is, even though they serve the nation, Sweetwater is a small company as well. Yeah. They're not a giant company. But if you want to, again, if you're looking local for whether it be equipment, whether it be anything, American Express Small Business Saturday is also a thing. We're doing that, by the way. So for those of you who are maybe looking to get into voiceovers, you subscribe to this because we have some great info. Listen, we're also going to do like a Small Business Saturday kind of thing. We're not exactly sure what yet, but we're going to figure it out. It's going to be something cool because we are a small business.
Deal.
So American Express Small Business Saturday is something we're also going to participate in. So if that's something, by the way, any listener here is interested in, please reach out to us.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. And it can be, by the way, my email, you can reach out, johng@voicecoaches.com.
And I'm just tina@voicecoaches.com.
There you go. How come you don't have why do I have to have John G and you just Tina? I don't just going to be John at Voice Coaches?
Yeah, but the G goes with it. It sounds really catchy. And I'm John G. There's your stage name.
funny to say that. One time, this is great. One time I did like a presentation at Montgomery Community College in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Right. And it was funny. David was originally scheduled to do it. Right. So, so David has a pretty catchy name. David Bourgeois.
Yeah.
Pretty catchy.
Yes.
Name. John Galogli, not such a catchy name. Not super catchy. I always tell people, because people can never pronounce it. And I always say, hey, if you don't know how to pronounce my last name, imagine if I was to name my firstborn Mowgli.
Okay.
Mowgli Galogli, which I tried. My wife did not go for it. She was like, yeah, that's
no,
not happening.
No, no.
But so anyway, I went out to Montgomery Community College to do this presentation for David. And when I got there, someone showed up kind of early and they said, hey, how are you, David? And for those of you who have met David now, you know that many people think we look similar.
You do. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you, you do. You really, really do.
So this person must have seen David. Maybe she went to the website. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And she said, hey, how are you, David? I go, actually, my name's John. It's John Galogli. Shook her hand. She goes, she touched her nose, you know, like people do like in the mob things. She goes, oh, okay, John. And I'm like, no, it's John Galogli. And she goes, oh, entertainment name. I'm like, oh, yeah. I went from David Bourgeois to John Galogli. Definitely. That was what I chose to do.
That is the name people are going to remember.
Yeah, the super catchy. So that's what I did. Yeah, so weird. But, you know, apparently, can you imagine that choosing that as your entertainment name? Like, I was like, no, my real name is John Smith, but I need an entertainment name. I went with John Galogli. Went with that.
That's why the John G is better.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, on both sides of this, okay, as a voice actor, again, look for that work. And throughout the holidays, I know it's Black Friday now. Maybe I should have told you a little earlier. Yeah. I apologize. The information is getting out the day of. A little late to get a Black Friday voiceover right now. But all the other holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
This is the season. Tis the season.
Well, you also never know, though, even though you say it is like today, but there will be last minute gigs, too.
Yes.
There's a lot of times, hey, are you available tomorrow? Yep. Any chance you can do Monday? Something like that.
Yeah.
So you never know. It's not, you know, yes, a lot of times they do plan in advance and give you a couple days or a week or whatever, you know, depending on their timeline. But sometimes it is a, hey, can you get this done?
Yep, absolutely. And again, so Black Friday for that, American Express Small Business Saturday for that. Also, again, reach out to us if you're looking for something.
Yeah, just any questions on any of that stuff. Yeah.
But also equipment. This is a good time. And I say that because I meet many new voice actors and I say to them, and this is going to be the exception. Mm-hmm. You know, I always have to say there's always an exception, right?
Yeah.
But I say to people when I meet them, so many people want to buy equipment right away. I don't know if it's exciting.
Yes.
I don't know why. They're like, I'm going to just go out. And I always say, listen, that's not the first step. If you want to become a full service provider, of course, I support that. If that's something you're interested in, you should absolutely do that. It makes more work available to you. However, it's not the first step, right? The first step is getting voiceover coaching.
Get the training done.
Getting the demo and then look into, but here's an exception. Maybe Black Friday deals are worth getting some equipment right now, even if you're not quite to the point where you know, in the journey, in your journey where you should be doing it. You're not going to get better deals than now.
No, absolutely. Because if you just look, I mean, there's such a wide range price-wise, when especially comes to the microphone. You can get a $6,000 microphone, right? That would, if you've got the money, you know. But just think, if you want that high-end microphone on a day like Black Friday or the Small Business Saturday, they're going to have it on sale.
Yes.
You know.
And even the mics that aren't that expensive, like, you know, one of my favorite, like, kind of mid-range mics is a Bluebird, right, by Blue. I think I bought it for like $300, which kills me because I look online. It's not $300 now, by the way.
Not
nothing
anymore,
is ever,
no.
You know, as things age, they get less expensive many times. But any mic, mid-range mic, you're going to get it like really inexpensively during this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good time. So awesome. I think that, you know, again, Black Friday, this is our Black Friday. Mm-hmm. It is episode 696.
Okay.
We are four away from 700 episodes.
Party,
big party. Big party.
I want the balloons and streamers coming down. Yeah, let's do that.
Yes. I think, so how many weeks is that? four more episodes.
That's why
after
we
this,
do voice acting right? and not math stuff.
Yeah, I know. Four more episodes after this, we'll be at 700 episodes. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and we started this podcast in 2008. How wild is that?
Wow, we've been doing this for such a long time.
Not us, not you and I. Although I did. I started this podcast in 2008. And then some people took over and I'm back. But in 2008, think about that. Most people weren't even podcasting then.
No, not at all. Now, but now it's even better.
It's obviously, with you and I doing it, it's way better. No offense to all the other hosts. You're all amazing. You're all, we're going to get a hate mail. How dare you?
I know.
You're all great.
They I were fantastic.
Tina and I are like the Michael Jordan of voiceover podcasting.
Yeah.
Together, it takes two of us.
Yeah.
To be the Michael Jordan of voiceover podcasting. All right. Well, there we go. I want to thank everybody very much for listening. If you haven't subscribed, I would say, why haven't you?
Oh, just go ahead. Don't shame them.
So sometimes shame is a motivator. It's a motivator. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Again, I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And we out.